Hey, Bob Walk, Scott Tatey, Beaver County Radio. How you doing today?
Good, really good.
Bob, can you hear us?
Yeah, you up here.
Okay, hey, appreciate it. So let's get into it.
Okay.
Lots to talk about. I want to ask about, well, first of all, Paul Skenes looked in midseason form against Mexico. Do you think he's going to be the clubhouse leader with Andrew McCutchen gone?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, definitely leadership candidate. I think he's already, you know, even before this year, pretty much was taking over that that position. I mean, it's not really a real position in there. Nobody, you know, says, okay, you're going to be the leader of the team. But, yeah, he's got that kind of personality. He wants to, you know, be looked at like that. And so it's just a natural thing. He's the top dog in a lot of different ways. And, you know, I think back to the Phillies team that I was on, you know, back in 1980, a world championship team that had tons of, like, star players, Hall of Famers. But there was a pitcher on that team named Steve Carlton who pretty much ran the show, you know, most of the time. He was the guy that a lot of people looked up to, not just the pitching staff, but even the players. And I see him in kind of a guy like that, that is a dominant force in the league and has that strong personality that everybody is going to look up to and follow. You know, no matter if you got veterans, young guys, whatever, they're going to look to him. And that's how I see it playing out.
I'd have thought Pete Rose would have been one of the leaders too, along with Carlton.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of candidates there, but you know, it's not like, okay, you walk in and say, there's the leader. When you have you got Mike Schmitz and Bob Boones tons of people there, Larry Boa. I mean, all kinds of very strong personalities. But I think everybody looked up to Carlton because Carlton pretty much did whatever he wanted to do. And I mean, there's some funny things that he would do too, but they were kind of true. Like we'd get to spring training and you know, you have your road uniforms back in those days was those powder blue ones. You know, right in front of everybody, he would walk over to his locker as we all were moved into our locker room at the stadium from the, you know, minor league camp. We'd move over there and all kind of, everybody was in there at the same time. And he would go to his locker and he would take the blue uniform down and go throw it in the trash, make a big deal out of it, like, I won't be needing this. Letting everybody know that in spring training, I don't do road trips. You know, so, and everybody, you know, like Rose, he's going to have to go on the road. Schmidt, he's going to have to go on the road. Everybody's going to be making road trips, but not Carlton. So, you know, that's, and nobody would say a thing. Nobody would ever say, hey, how come he didn't have to do this? No. That's what I mean. He was the guy that everybody looked at like he was a little different, you know, situation than the rest of us were in.
What was your experience in spring training? When it was at the point you were solidified, you knew you were going to make the roster, but now we're like halfway through spring training. What's going through the mind of the players? Are they just chomping at the bit to get up and start playing the real season, or is there still a time
to fine-tune?
The
guys that are physically ready and know they're on the team and know what their jobs are going to be on the team, yeah, they can't wait to get ready. They want to get out of here and get the season going. If you're trying to make the club or try to win a spot in that lineup, then there's work to do, and you're glad that you're going to have, you know, another couple weeks of games down here to try and move ahead of whoever you see as your competition. For that, you know, like I believe, like when we go up to Lakeland to play the Tigers this Friday, Clevinger I think is going to be the starting pitcher. Now he's a veteran guy, been around a while. He's looked pretty good down here in camp. excuse me, I think he is definitely in the running for that number five spot. That, in his mind, he's looking at that thinking, okay, this is might be my last opportunity to separate myself from the rest of the pack. If I can go out here and I can throw four or five really good, clean innings, then that's going to go a long way to giving me that job. And so that it depends on what your situation is and how you see yourself as to where you're, what you're thinking about at this stage of spring training. Everybody's in a little different spot, so they're trying to do different things. And but yeah, some of those guys they want to leave and get going right now. Other guys are sitting there thinking, "Wow, I got a couple more starts. I got to show good, or I'm not going to be able to get the job that I want." So that's where you're at right now.
One of our callers yesterday was asking about the bullpen. And is there a clear-cut closer? Is there an ace in the bullpen? Or is it going to be by committee? What are your thoughts about the relief pitching?
There's not a – it's kind of in between what you just said. It won't be like a committee thing, but not a real, closer-like thing. Remember like Tecovy and Enrique Romo and Grant Jackson,
yes,
you know, back in the 70s? I think it'll be something a little bit more like that. Now, Teague would be the guy everybody would say, well, he's the closer. But Teague didn't always pitch the ninth inning. Sometimes he would pitch the eighth inning. And you got some tough lefties coming up. Grant Jackson's got the ninth inning. And I think they're going to try that a little bit more. You know, looking at in the eighth inning, maybe even a little bit in the seventh inning, ninth inning, what are the matchups? You know, well, their best hitters coming up right now are really poor against left-handed pitching. Well, maybe we should go with one of our left-handers in that spot. You know, that would make a little bit more sense. At some point back in the later 80s, it got very popular to just say, hey, this is my closer. He's pitching no matter what. He's going to be the guy out there in the ninth inning. And you can understand that. I think managers like that because it took a big decision away from them that they could not get second-guessed on. Hey, he's our closer. I put him out there. That sort of thing. But in reality, maybe that wasn't the best choice every single time. Now, there are a few closers around baseball that are games-over type guys when you put them on the field. And everybody wants one of those guys, and so that's where that style of managing came from, is because everybody is trying to find, you know, the Rivera, the Suter, those guys were, it was over when you brought them into the ball game. But they're hard to find. There's not really all that many of those type of pitchers out there. So the most teams are better off having a guy that pitches maybe 80% of the time in the ninth inning. And you kind of pick your spots a little bit with some other guys. And I see the Pirates doing that this year, kind of going back to the Chuck Tanner style of managing the later part of the game.
Bob, last question. I know you're there to watch the Pirates, but what your thoughts about the National League Central? Is there one standout team you think will be the most competition, or is it pretty much going to be up for grabs?
Well, you know, at this point, everything's on paper. You know, nothing's out there. Nothing's proven. So you look at rosters and you think, the Cubs, they got a heck of a team. You know, you look at their starting players and, they're always going to be any team that spends a lot of money on their players is always going to be more of a favorite when the season starts. But there's a lot of things that feed into that. And it seems to me in the National League Central, is always tougher to predict than any other division for whatever reason. I don't know. It seems like it's always up for grabs. Milwaukee seems to always play a little above their heads a little bit. They're always, I think, a little tougher than you think they're going to be when the season starts. But that's the way they've been lately. That doesn't mean they're going to be like that this year. Maybe we're going to be the team that's going to play above our heads a little bit and surprise everybody. So it is up for grabs, but I'm sure if you went to Las Vegas, the team that you're going to get the worst odds on is definitely going to be the Cubs.
Okay, excellent. Bob, enjoyed talking to you. I look forward to chatting again Friday.
All right, talk to you Friday.
All right, thanks for your time. I heard Bob Walk, Pittsburgh Pirates, out in Bradenton. I'm getting gung-ho for the season. Like he said, some of the veterans chomping at the bit right now. I'm kind of feeling the same way. Make sure you tune in Friday. We'll talk to more Bob, and then we'll have Joe Block next week as well. We are your home for Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, Beaver County Radio.
You're busy. No